Blog Talk Radio.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no, no. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
It was God that brought Drake to me. Even bought the nigga Kanye for me. Blessed. But the nigga shot big. Made a nigga feel ashamed of the city where he live. Make a nigga hate the logo on the Dodger cap. Thinking back to that Beamer. Wish my nigga pop was strapped. But I'm dreaming Las Vegas Boulevard. A Phoenix Sun. Bullet scars. Everybody king of diamonds. Till the feds pull their car. Not the deck though. That brought Drake to me. Even bought the nigga Kanye for me. Blessed. But the nigga shot big. Made a nigga feel ashamed of the city where he live. Make a nigga hate the logo on the Dodger cap. Thinking back to that Beamer. Wish my nigga pop was strapped. But I'm dreaming Las Vegas Boulevard. A Phoenix Sun. Bullet scars. Everybody king of diamonds. Till the feds pull their car. Not the deck though. Hip hop was better off when it was just Drake, Scarface, the Esco. Memoirs of the gold chain. It's a cold game, nigga Johnny Coltrane. Black Versace with the gold frame. Niggas say they sold cane, that's a bold claim. 14 had a brain that could throw flames. So strange, had to blow their mind. Cobain. Mama forgive me cause I'm trying to make a living, huh? The niggas hating cause that Rose fan I'm killing, huh? Niggas shining like they hanging from the ceiling, huh? Me and Ye killing.
Nothing like my GDP.
Lord willing, Lord willing. I see a billion, then I let my nuts hang.
Nothing like my GDP.
Throw them suicide doors up and let that Holy Ghost swing.
Nothing like my GDP.
That's that crack music, nigga. Never spit a verse cause I was making trap music, nigga. I'm not an army. I'm a movement, the flow is water. Andre tried to ice cube 'em. ice cubing, roof translucent. Chick on my side trying to get my truths loose. When I'm talking about God, she posted by her head. Now she all on the blog, steady posting by the head. Got me thinking like a father, is the world safe? Got me clinging to my daughter like sharp fins and water rocks in my ears on the Titanic. This my life and it's exactly how I planned it. Damn it, God says everything happens for a reason. I seen four seasons at the Four Seasons. Take that chinchilla off, poor kids is freezing. Cooking up in the same pot they ain't got to pee in. Mama forgive me cause I'm trying to make a living, huh? Them niggas hating cause that rose fan I'm killing, huh? Niggas shining like they hanging from the ceiling, huh? Me and Ye killing.
Something like my Jesus
peace. Lord willing, I see a billion, so then I let my nuts hang.
Something like my Jesus peace.
Throw them suicide doors up and let that Holy Ghost swing.
Something like my Jesus peace.
Pieces on gold leashes, cruises around greases, make it cohesive. I'm the sun shining with God features. Draw closer to a true blood bleeder. Soul of a southern preacher. Went from dinner with bottom feeders to world leaders. We throw the peace up, knowing that the world need us. Eagerness to live life and see the bright lights. The sacrifices we made is sort of Christ-like. At the after party, thinking what the afterlife's like. He paid for our sins, is it really price right? Fuck it, I see the light. Ross, they see the light. Can't deny my Jesus peace, that's so Peter-like. Chicks crow for dough, get low for mo. A combo PC end up at the condo. Another Jane Doe or a golden angel. Tend it on an angle, watch the chain glow.
Mama forgive me cause I'm trying to make a living, huh? Them niggas hating cause that rose fan I'm killing, huh? Niggas shining like they hanging from the ceiling, huh? Me and Ye killing.
Because I know how, and if a sucker talk shit, I give him a 8-ball sippin'. The bitches are flippin'. Slow down and hit a dippin'. Continue my trippin'. Hitting my switches. Collecting my bitches. The money that I make so I can add to my riches. Fill my dad's pocket and start rubbing my gas. Feeling good as hell because my pockets are fat. A hardcore villain, cold roaming the streets. And with a homie like Dre just supplying the beats. Because I'm a gangster having fun. Never leave the pad without packing a gun. Hitting hard as fuck, I make you ask what was it. Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it. Easy.
What up? Suckers try to discombobulate your boy, boy, Fitzroy. I'm still more P.
That's right.
Still running, still cutting, still blowing, blowing them with the motherfucking the niggas when the motherfucking FT Doc Marksman blocking. Top of the line shit. Still running with Bill, Bill, still running with fame. His shit, my shit, I shit. Help niggas survive where we at. Niggas screaming at me up like they know me from that. You stuck to one station too long. This ain't the remix, you bitch. That's Busta Rhymes song. We've been doing what? This since way, way back in the days when Foxy Brown was in love with me. And Smooth and Trigger was still in jail step from a scuba scrap nigga. What up? Motherfucker try to discombobulate your boy, boy, Fitzroy. I'm still more P.
That's right.
Still running, still cutting, still blowing, blowing them with the motherfucking the niggas when the motherfucking FT Doc Marksman blocking. Top of the line shit. Still running with Bill, Bill, still running with fame. His shit, my shit, I shit. Help niggas survive where we at. Niggas screaming at me up like they know me from that. You stuck to one station too long. This ain't the remix, you bitch. That's Busta Rhymes song. We've been doing what? This since way, way back in the days when Foxy Brown was in love with me. And Smooth and Trigger was still in jail steps from a scuba scrap nigga. M.O.P. Please don't take us for no put together. Rap group or rap duo, we still bang. Still bumping that rugged shit. I'm still in the hood, still bumping source money shit. See, we all could get shot, just not by you. And we all could get got, just not by you. I know the pros and cons, so I married the game. It's mommy's little boy, left to carry the name. See, we all could get shot, just not by you. And we all could get got, just not by you. I know the pros.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Danz, world famous MOP 5 Squad. Not in the building, I built it, and I know my way around. Right now, we're getting down six-man radio. You got it?
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Hey, yo, we still live,
nigga.
Surprise, nigga, we back live, niggas. Ride with us. Where you at?
Ready?
Hey,
fire!
M.O.P. First Family, the Empire.
Yo, we still live,
nigga.
Surprise, nigga, we back live, niggas. Ride with us.
Where you at?
Ready?
Hey, fire!
Cut, count money.
I just
Yo, I don't do much, you know Max stay sucker free. So please don't fuck with me. You don't really want war. You don't really want the heat from the floor. You don't really want to get out of straw. Man, you niggas is broke. Y'all niggas ain't got no cash. Man, you niggas ain't got no stash. Where you will in your rims? Motherfucker, look at the hill on your Timbs. Nigga, you're walking, you're talking. You niggas, shit. I don't do much, you know Max. Laying the cut in the telly somewhere, laying the smut. Champelli purple, hanging it up. Front row, A, laying it up. Or in the kitchen, probably weighing it up. On the mission, probably spraying shit up. Niggas playing too much. I try to chill, but they be saying too much. But you know, they don't play it to me. They don't play with me. You shit when you eat, you might as well lay it.
I don't do much.
I don't do much.
I
don't do much.
You know what I mean? Fuck. Fuck.
I don't do much.
Man, I be chillin', man. I don't know about y'all, man.
Shit, I don't do much. I roll a L, go in the booth, spark it up, start blowing the truth. I don't do much. I smoke weed, pop pills, sip water.
Fuck it.
Keep it real, keep still, give orders.
Suckers.
Give out halves, squirrelies, y'all call them quarters. Youngin', yeah. Take this 8-ball, cause you take long. And please, don't make me use this 8 long, cause you can get all 6 up in your 8 corn. And trust me, you don't want that. You don't want Mac to snap on you cats. You don't really want no problem. You don't want me laying under your squatters. You don't want me firebombing your house. You don't want me duct taping your mouth. Better yet, pouring lye in your mouth. You don't want me smacking up your kids. You don't want me laying up in your trash. Popping up, then I'm popping your ass. Cause you won't do shit. I don't do much. Shit, I don't do much.
Yep. To the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. I don't discriminate, boy, I bring it to your chest. If you're opposed, then your soul will decompose. Strive to get money and I'm not no hoe. Push it in the air that you're breathing through your nose. Fill it in the kicks that you're putting on your toes. You can act bold, but yo, that nigga don't know about the dominant factor of the accurate rapper. Here's the next chapter, page 95. Niggas so hard, it's a wonder they alive. But yo, we still survive through the danger that lurks. My eyes remain wide while you ask like Irk. And yo, my family matters. So all you mad hatters, put your thinking caps on and motherfucking brainstorm. Cause I got the plan that wins and can't lose. Your man knows who's nice, say tip, he'll say true. A lot of these jokers out here is blasé. I'll be rocking mics until a horse says hey. Some are preoccupied with glamour and glitz. Acting all bougie and making big movies. But I'll be in the cut, call me incognito. Busy making joints that will bump for my people. You're listening to a man who was something from nothing. Saying me forever had never be frontin'.
Once in a while we have fun in the mix. Never is a good living, but some be into glitch. Everybody move, all the fellas in the shit. Gotta wear a shoe that fits.
To all my people,
once in a while we have fun in the mix. We ain't a good living, but some be into glitch. Everybody move, all the fellas in the shit. We gotta wear a shoe that fits.
Come on, check it out now. Check it out now.
What?
Check it out now. Check it out, yeah. Peace to the girl named Hurricane G. Peace to my girl named Dawn Perry. Peace to the organized confusion. Peace to all my shorties who be dying too young. Peace to both coasts and the land in between. Peace to your man if you're doing your thing. Peace to my people who is incarcerated. As-salamu alaykum means peace, don't debate it. Devouring and towering over fools. Your mic is broken, my shit's cool. The black man with the understanding of the three wise men and the theories of Zen. Yo, I get inside the crevice like a dentist. Disrupt the block like Dennis the Menace. Shahid is on the needle. The shit, it won't weeble or wobble. Your rhymes is mixed up like Boggle. Bingo, that was the damn dog's name. But yo, I know another one with much more fame. The pipe door, and that's my word to this life. I'm about to bring it to your chest across strife. Check it out. You're doubling back to your rhyming pad. What I represent is MCs going mad. In a perfect world, there's imperfect acts. We've come like a god to redirect all of that. So people with a gift could just flaunt and get money. So much we in the bank that the shit ain't funny. Money is invested in real estate and stocks, but not inside the glamour, cause all of that stops.
Yo, this-
Yeah. a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2, a 1-2. We all gather here today to say goodbye to the lies, bitch. Hammer the nigga's face, got a fucking high pitch. Ball settled like you belong in the Paris stilettos. You drinking the woman's drink, I'm on that Hennessy level. You sounding real sentimental and soft in your hook. Can't believe how this nigga dressed and getting nauseous when I look. 2020 vision, but I had to take another look. Would've thought it was fiction like the motherfucking book. Keep using them 48 laws wrong, get murdered. You used to spit bars, but now you just chirp like a love bird. And most of your album is for the lovebirds. Such wildin', I keep it a thousand. You tryin' on blouses. Prove a nigga wrong, put your money where your mouth is. What happened to the principal? Just found out about shit. This is what you call beef, I'm about to take a cow. Shit, yeah. Separate the real from the fake, the pig from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing out of bills. I don't give a fuck a mind, you probably pop too many bills. And when we bring it to you, what you probably do is swell.
How you doing, Sean?
I separate the real from the fake, the fake from the real. Wipe that little smirk off your grill. Niggas must be sniffing.
I know I said I would retire, bro. Cause rap music is getting tired, so onto a better genre, somewhere I can grow into a giant, the musical Kobe Bryant, yo. And my music is so defiant, yo. Against the grain, like trying to train a mini fro. You cats a willy sound, silly songs are semi-pro. Anybody could get in the game and win with any flow. I know I ain't heard a good CD in a long time, and I'm tired of what's been on the radio. Save me, yo. Better yet, I'll save myself. I'm looking to save my life. Y'all looking to save your wealth. I'm looking to make a difference, so I won't sit on the shelf. I'ma come around when I'm needed. I don't need your help. I don't even care if y'all follow me. Go and lead yourself. People here to keep to the cells, y'all need to free yourself from yourself. I know it's big business to darken a soul like good Guinness. And once they got you, then the snakes win it. That's really what's making it hard for me to stay in it. Just pray for me for real. I'm up against all of these fakes in it. Trying to turn 5 minutes of fame to a straight minute. Better now than never. I'm sorry I'm so late with it. It's good music for your soul. Fill your plate with it. I know this ain't the time to relax. Intelligence is a rare artifact. In fact, it's irrelevant when you see rappers blow dough for the hell of it. Now I know why everybody want rap. You tired of the Toyota, you wantin' the Maybach. You wantin' your wheel of fortune, Pat Sajak. I know you're tired of hearing me state fact. You don't wanna listen, well you can hit your playback. Way back. I know I ain't gonna change a molecule, rearrange nothing to deviate from what I can do. Cause it ain't easy to do it the way that I can do. I'm giving information to the misinformed, the message of the misinterpreted. You've been warned. I came to turn up the temperature cause you've been warm. And we need hot, it's just not, it's cool, homie.
I know I'm not the richest or the poorest, and sometimes I pen a verse, and yes, I might use a thesaurus, so the words are kinda different, and I skip the catchy chorus, and I'm bragging to you deafest like I work for Philip Morris, damn. You know the folks that push cigarettes, made millions, but tell you the ill effects. That's how I feel when I holler that I spit the best and get the biggest breath in my video just to get a check. Pardon me if I'm bill paying, but if there's realness to say, I'ma still say it. Like the whole industry could drown slow. The music's more than counting views and downloads. I know I'm not hating on cats that's up high, but just know there's a lot of them on the down low. Contradiction, I'm a serious smile. Got me teaching boys in the hood now, furious styles. These fake hard dudes are see through. I'm God to these weak youth. My bar too deep, true. I'm on 2D tour. Star at war, that's tough to comprehend without radio spins. I win, it's from within. I know you like new rappers, I'm not new, but I too bless you like you homeless with hot food in a stock room. Keep my head up like that pop tune. Checkmate, queen niggas, we will rock you. Focus, I'm sorry. I know I went overboard, but I get so annoyed. Can I talk? I'm abnormal, I eat humans, I'm half mortal. I beat bruiser, so please excuse me, I'm mad formal. My competition's auditioning like a cast calling. I mean a casting call, I'm so back with y'all. Kill them, I will, call me I-L-U-M-I-C-S. Let your mind chill. And put my name in the mirror and bring this back. If that became any clearer, then turn this off, huh?
This should be played at high volume.
It's Fanboys Fan Radio. Open and open to Meridian Pop.
Six Bear Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? What's going on, my brother? Really chilling it today.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, little something, you know. It's an ill show tonight. We got a real ill show tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited, man. You know.
Yeah, man.
It's a real good one. Yeah. First and foremost, on deck, we got from the legendary rap group Naughty by Nature, Trigger Tretch is in the building.
That's right, y'all.
Yeah, man. He's in the building. And he got somebody special with him. So, you know, tune in and see who he brought with him. You know what I mean? Later on in the show is also somebody real special. He's family. Shout to the Union, UMB, Six Man for Life. My nigga Lavish is in the building. He's in the building. He's going, you know, we're going to talk about his new banger he got.
All right.
It's called New Money. It's crazy. You know what I mean? Shout to the whole 937. Shout to Jay in Ohio. You already know. Stand up. You know.
Right?
I'm feeling good tonight,
dope.
Feeling good tonight, dog.
Well, first we would like to definitely say here at Six Man Radio that our blessings, love, and prayers go out to everybody in Newtown, Connecticut, and everyone that was affected by such a tragedy. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. It's surreal, you know. But you know, a lot of people are like, "Yeah, it's a sign of the times," and you know. The world is going towards another evolution, but, you know, you're not safe anywhere you go. So whatever you do in this life, y'all got to walk with faith and love your people, you know. Shit ain't that bad where you got to do such a thing. So, you know, keep your heads up out there. But, you know, on Six Man Radio, we got to, you know, we definitely got to set our salute and say our peace, and then we continue on with the show.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's funny because you had hit me, I believe it was yesterday, and you was like, "Yo, see, we gotta talk about Trinidad James."
Yeah, man.
Yo, man. Yo, what the fuck is wrong with that jam, yo?
I don't know. And then, like, you know, those deals aren't happening at all anymore. Am I correct? Those kind of deals.
Yo, R.I.P., yo, R.I.P. hip hop, that's it, yo, they're bugging, like, they're just straight bugging, right.
I don't know, who's in charge of Def Jam now? I was just asking somebody that, like, who's in charge of Def Jam now? Who's running Def Jam?
Probably
I don't even
Miguel.
Know who's running
probably
Def Jam.
Probably somebody like Miguel. You know what I'm saying?
Why
like,
you talk about Miguel like this?
No, I'm just Miguel. Saying because it just be the most random people running shit now.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Brown is crazy. I need to know, though.
The nigga from Everybody Love Chris. He runs
Def Jam. No, he's not. He's running Def Jam now. And
he runs Def Jam.
Signed
and
Trinidad James.
Do
we know anything about this brother? I mean...
I know he's trash. I know that.
I don't even know what to say. Trinidad, I'm not going to spew any hate at you. Congratulations on your deal. But who are you?
I'm going to spew some hate at you. You trash, nigga. And somewhere out there, there's somebody that really deserves that spot. You got that spot, nigga, because you're on some fucking cookie cutter bullshit. And these views are not from of Six Man Radio. They're of me, Bad C, Corey Sean Pearson, Nicholas Cage, nigga, Larry J. Blige, Rocket Dennis, nigga.
And then the Def Jam of all the labels in the world.
Yeah, that's the killer. the killer and the knife in the back is that Def Jam of all labels is co-signing this bullshit. You know what I mean? I don't understand it, Nick.
I don't know.
What are we going to do? Because there was a time that was not happening. Def Jam
that would have never happened.
Def Jam was only fucking with fire. All it was fire, Def Jam had. You know what I mean?
Simply fire.
They had LL, Public Enemy, Redman, EPMD. The list goes on. Like, we can go on and on. I think, personally, Def Jam started falling off when they started venturing into R&B. That's when
I think they started.
Yeah, because it was a hip-hop label. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with R&B. I love R&B, but, you know, keep it, you know. That's when shit started getting a little sweet over there. I don't know, man.
Well, it seems like the person in charge of Def Jam, president of Def Jam, is a gentleman named Joey Manda.
Oh, Joe IE?
Yeah,
Joe
IE is now the president of Def Jam. I didn't know that.
Shout out to Joe IE. I actually know Joe IE.
Can you give me a little insight on that? Like, yeah, well, you know him. Obviously, he's a.
Yo, he used to work for Flex. He was he was real heavy of his franchise. You know, he back during them days. You know, shout out to him and and franchise. I don't know what's going on over there. How about that?
And I know Barry Weiss is like the big dog, like the CEO. And I'm chairman of the whole get down, Universal Republic Island Def Jam. So, you know, it's a different
leadership. Wait, Barry
leadership.
White, job Barry White?
Say that again?
Barry White from Job?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, Barry White from Job. He's chairman and CEO of Universal Republic and Island Def Jam. And that's who Joe IE reports to.
Wow.
Now, so there it is. That's who's running the show.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Six Man Radio, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you know what we're going to do? We're going to get to some music, and then we're going to set up for Tratch. Matter of fact, you know what? I think we should just go crazy and just go into, you know, all that Naughty by Nature shit. You know what I'm saying?
Before you even set it off, Seed, I just want to salute to you, brother. You started off the show with a banger.
What was that?
Banger.
The
theme to Beretta.
Oh yeah,
I'm
don't
showing
don't,
my
don't,
age.
Yeah, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. No,
woo. No. Don't do it.
And keep your rod. Yeah,
y'all didn't
on,
know
man.
Who that was. Sammy Davis Jr. singing the theme to Beretta.
Sammy Davis Jr. on these
okay.
niggas. Uh huh.
This right is home of adult.
Of adult. Of the grown niggas.
Okay.
Yo, Six Man Radio, yo, we going to get into, you know, a little bit of Naughty by Nature, you know, Tratch. And you know, create the mood for him so he can come in here and let y'all know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Six Man Radio. You already know how we do it. Yeah. Right, Nick?
That's right.
Let's get it.
Up in Harlem, got a great weight break. Got a hotter Ancelotta, got a hot trade eight. Heavy rocks in my ring that a quake can't shake. Or she can't freak, you a freak, let's fuck. Keep a freak for a week, fuck a thump for a month. Got a brand hot damn and a great rapper flow. Got an actual factual international afterglow. Tools for your booze, time to fix some itch. Got talent more gifted than a Christmas list. Got tips on many things, so I ride east west. Got a list who's best, so I stress my guests. Got a lot of hot material, real on the set.
bust some head on the jet. Got an album, we wildin' so we ride, don't rest. Got kids, a gang of niggas, I call a tribe called Trap.
I got Penny, I got Scissor, I got Tinder, I got Dizzer.
I got hoops in the hood with chases, cone head hoodies and they rocks blue faces.
I got this side, I got that side, I got a big bag, baby, full of bitch, better act right.
I got wolves on the deck all about they hood, they loud, and they ain't never been about they hood.
I got a way of finding niggas so these assholes high. Got a brigade, son of shade, so my brass show fry. Got Jimmy more for Jimmy that'll smash your bra. Have truth so large your ass to lose a whole half side. Got a shit on these fools, so I crap for a hobby. Make it O'Neal for real, sack my sack with the shotty. Got vultures, freaks to meet, they can fly me to Navi. You ain't fucking get the truck and meet and greet in the lobby. Got classics, whole lot of dope from the past show. A hot gun on the run, need your vape is a crash, ho. Perception still rapping, but I'm jacking for cash flow. When I wake up, they go outside and watch some grass grow. Got spears for your fears, but I ain't pretty. Got a name in this game, cause my aim game's pretty. Got a squad word to die, cause it's rough in the city. Smooth as silk, I got milk if you got a couple of titties. I got Penny, I got Scissor, I got Tinder, I got Dizzer.
I got hoops in the hood with chases, cone head hoodies and they rocks blue faces.
I got this side, I got that side, I got a big bag, baby, full of bitch, better act right.
I got wolves on the deck all about they hood, they loud, and they ain't never been about they hood.
About to take it to your face.
Oh, yeah.
About to take it to your face.
Oh, yeah.
About to take it to your face.
Oh, yeah.
About to take it to your face.
Oh, yeah.
About to take it to your face.
I rag back. Three beats get dragged back. Getting busy like Rashid Street in Baghdad. Have your kids asking why did they have to drag that? Fast as you'll be, the last ass to blast that. Wait, above the rim, worth a birdie. I'm from Jersey, leaving niggas acting nerdy. Back dirty, my dirt by my lonely. Fuck with this, doing hits, I'm more crushed than the six. So come on, I do my dirt all by my lonely. Find the phony, pass the mask, one deep, yeah, the only. Do or die, wish luck for the Ruger. Rolling, patrolling in a stolen black Cooper. Do my dirt all by my lonely. Hey, hey, nobody cool.
Check it out, it's your man, Dot X, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. He on Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary R&B and hip-hop. That's right, the Wild Cowboy with a lot of style, boy. Ask the kids around your neighborhood block. I swing out my lasso and wind up at the yard spot. You know what it is, Dot X, the Wild Cowboy. Peace.
Tell me, what just come quick, in and out. I want all that black market shit, everything.
Yeah, that was the shit and all that. That was the shit, but wait, hold on. Y'all know what time it is. I can't even bring this nigga in without putting this shit on. You already know when it drops. You know what it is. Six Man Radio, Stand Up, Naughty by Nature, Uptown Anthem. Oh my God. Wait, hold on, hold on, wait, hold up, hold up. Perhaps y'all don't understand what's going on. Let me bring this back. I said, Six Man Radio, Naughty by Nature, Uptown Anthem, Tretch's on his way. Let's get it. Crazy. You already know when to drop. Here it come. Here it come. Oh.
Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Oh, you know how it is, Seed, doing it up. On the line, though,
yeah.
I'm going to let you do it. You introduce
right.
Who's on this
all
line.
Right. All right. Yo, check it out. Y'all already know how we do here, Six Man Radio, on the line. We have two very special guests on the line. First off, from the bananas, the super group Naughty by Nature, we got Tretch in the building. And then from the groundbreaking historical hip hop group, Lords of the Underground, Do It All's in the building.
What's up, Nicholas Cage?
Yeah, man.
What up, man?
Yeah, man, thank y'all. First off, I want to thank y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I want to thank y'all for calling, but bigger than that, I just want to thank y'all for being y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all have given us so much indirectly. You might not even know when you lay your head down at night how many people you've actually touched, though, you know what I'm saying? Well, I'm one, and then I can speak for my calls as well.
Yeah,
and
definitely another.
Word up. Salute y'all, man. Salute y'all.
Salute.
Now,
salute.
Word up.
Salute.
I want to.
this is going to be difficult, you know what I'm saying, because it's two different, you know, groups. So I want to, with Nay, how you think we should?
Where you want to start? I mean, like, we know, like, we definitely love the fact that you're on here, Do It All, but we also want to get you on your own interview, too. It's just like, we could be here for 2 hours talking to the both of you.
No doubt.
You know?
Right. Hey, real talk, man, I just want to salute y'all for, you know, just recognizing, you know, people that's done it in hip-hop, man. And I'm going to salute my brother on the other end of the phone, too, man, Trigger Tretch. You know, that's my brother from another mother. So I just want to hear y'all really interview him. You know, I can interview with him, and I can come back on later and, you know, whatever.
So check it. You on deck, though. So we got you on deck right now. So, you know, feel free to interject at any moment. You know what I'm saying? Feel free. You know, there's
an open. Always want to play hooky. Dirty bag of ashy nickels, yo.
All right, see, you go. You go ahead. You start.
All right. So, Tretch.
Yes, sir.
Let's take it to the beginning. With New Style. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. We had KG on a couple months back. And, you know, he pretty much gave us the background of how y'all connected. And did you know when y'all first got together that y'all had it, that was it? I mean, a lot of groups, you know, when you're a group, you, of course, everybody thinks they the best. But did you know that y'all was sitting on something crazy from the door?
I mean, we thought we were, you know, but we never been in the industry and knew nothing about it. We knew that we wanted to be a part of this whole hip-hop culture, and we knew that, you know, we were babies in the game, and each day and each record and each scratch and each beatbox and everything was just a step to get closer to that. But it was impossible to know. And, like, with the New Style, you know, we were signed to Bon Ami, which is a subsidiary of Sugar Hill and all the rest of that. So our first album that we put out before Naughty was a shelf sitter. So we was like, as hot as we thought we was, it was a reality check. Like, homie, your album is catching dust. So whatever you doing, it ain't right. And, you know, you can always go, and you don't know nothing about the labels and distribution and if people even knew you had it out and the promotion side behind it, that you could have what you think is hot material. But if the people in the masses don't hear it, it's just like you don't have no product out.
Yeah.
So we thought we had it, but it was like after that New Style album came out, we was like, man, we got to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, because the crazy thing about y'all with Naughty by Nature was, and this is one of the things that stood out about y'all at that time, was the sound. You know what I'm saying? Production-wise, and even the characters that y'all were. You know what I'm saying? KG laid the pavement for as far as the sound. But you and Vin played off each other so ill, like it was bananas. You know what I'm saying? And it created something that was totally different. Just the overall sound quality of it. And I think that was a real big attribution to y'all. Like when y'all went back to the drawing board, was that the ingredient? Like y'all was like, okay, well, this is what we're gonna mix up.
Exactly, because if you hear the New Style album and then you go to Naughty by Nature, you got to realize that was only like a 1 year, 2 year difference. But after we had that first that flop, we was like we came back. We was more hungrier than we ever was, and checked ourselves on. You see how K's production skill went to another level. My rhyming skills went to a whole different level. It was like, yo, you know what? We not gonna blame the label, even though they didn't promote it for a dime. You know what I mean? And nobody knew it was out. We gonna take it like we was whack. So you know what? We gotta step this up and all come to the front hands and really let people know, yo, we gonna step out where there's no denying when anybody hear this, everybody gonna know about it.
Right.
We sure knew about it too.
So from there, though, like
as a fan, because I think a lot of times, you know, people forget you know, everybody raps nowadays. There's no more fans.
Yeah.
Everybody make beats. Everybody produce. Just no more fans. When we were coming out, man, you were a fan of the other hip-hoppers, man, because you were in love with hip-hop yourself. I was
right.
a fan, still am a fan of Tresh, Naughty by Nature. And one thing that you guys said, you know, character. You know,
right.
we from Jersey. And being in Jersey, I couldn't tell what the difference between Jersey and the rest of the world was because I was here.
Right.
So I couldn't see everything else. But once we started getting groups out there, I started noticing that Jersey had artists who had character and personality. You had
exactly.
Tretch from Naughty by Nature who had a machete in his hand in the middle of
exactly.
ran down projects. You had
and a chain with a lock on it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He had a chain around his neck with a lock on it. So we know it wasn't
right.
too far-fetched from the stuff he was doing. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And then you had Do It Off Lord of the Underground with a pamper on the roof.
Yeah.
You had Red Man with tissue in his nose. So Jersey
yeah.
artists, man, we always had that character and personality.
Yeah,
man.
Definitely,
yeah.
definitely. So right after that, I know that it says that, you know, you were mentored by Queen Latifah and the name changed. But how did that come about? How did the connection with Queen Latifah, where, like, a lot of Jersey artists, like, were a tight-knit group then and you guys basically fed off each other? How did that come about?
Well, in all actuality, it was, like, after the whole the deal we had, we went basically looking for management after that whole New Style deal had came. We were like, listen, we... Stop it. We can't do this, Fox. So we need somebody that's out there that's going to take us in the right direction, this, that, and the third, and all the rest of that. So with getting under the wing of Flavor Unit, you know, everybody was saying, you know what, New Style was when y'all was there. And plus is that other project you really don't want to even be associated with right now. You want to know that you're a new group, not coming off a second album, but a brand new group out. So
right.
it might be a smart thing just to change the name and just get a whole different vibe, because New Style looks late 80s. We going into
right.
the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole new decade. You gotta switch with the times and the vibe and really be ready to do it. So it's funny how we were all thinking the same thing as well. We was like, you know what? Let's do it. So what I did, I went back in the lab and just was looking at just old titles of songs and, like, stuff that it didn't even make the New Style album and just, like, cram in my head and everything else. And then when I was looking through, like, the old titles of songs, just by accident, not even looking for a title, I seen this song that we had called Naughty by Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just looked at it. I was like, damn, Naughty by Nature. Something about that is catchy.
Right.
Something about that is, it's kind of like, it sound like, ooh, like, it sound like anybody could say, I'm Naughty by Nature.
Right.
Like,
right.
feel like they are part of that whole movement. And I came into, I got a whole lot of backlash. Like, so I was like saying, and a couple of people, hey, man, I think it's too long. You know how long, you know, you got simple names back in the day. Run, DMC, Houdini,
yeah.
Salt and Pepper, Public Enemy. You got Naughty by Nature. It's like, you can't even spell that. Oh, no, you'll run out of room on the top of the album.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, when I want to stick to my guns, I'm like, listen, I don't know how we got to do it. We got to stack it or do some type of way, but Naughty by Nature, I think we got to go with that one, man. I'm going to stick to this one. I'm with Naughty by Nature. So after all the ins and outs and going back and forth and everything else, everybody started living with it for a minute and was like, wow, that it does sonic. It kind of sound like larger than just a group.
Yeah,
a group, yeah.
It sounded like a brand, a movement.
Yeah,
movement.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely what it was. And then, of course, to come out with OPP, it seemed to fit so perfectly. It seemed to be like... That's like the exact right move to make as the, you know, as the first single to drop, because it just blended well with what your brand stood for, Naughty by Nature and OPP.
Exactly, getting naughty,
you know?
Doing that OPP thing. And
yeah,
it was
really,
the stars was definitely aligned with it.
It was in line and everything, so it was definitely faith and meant to be, because it lined up so perfectly. And I mean, OPP... For years, it felt like for years this song seemed to be like the number one hit. And did you even think that it was going to cross over like that, the way it did?
Never. Never. Because if you hear the album, 80% of all Naughty by Nature albums is straight up boom bap,
yep,
hardcore. And right, it's a few songs on there that could be singles that you see as those Naughty anthem type of songs. So you got to realize, we coming straight off the street. We don't know nothing about no pop record. Like, before us, it wasn't no, really, you know, we felt like we wasn't on a level as an MC Hammer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That was pop considered, or Vanilla Ice that was considered pop or whatever else. So when we listened to ours, we like, yo, we honestly thought, we said, yo, we gonna be remembered as one of them brand Nubian groups that's like hardcore underground, but might not go platinum or this, that, and the third, but going to be respected on the streets. And that's how we thought we was going to do it. We couldn't see platinum. We couldn't see Grammys, AMAs. We couldn't see touring the world. We couldn't see people in different countries not even speaking the language but knew every song on the album.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm,
how you going to predict that? That's like Nostradamus. You know, you can't foresee that. You had to just really just be in shock and in awe. You know what I mean? It was just incredible.
Now, yo, it's bugged out. I want to ask you about, first off, one of my favorite songs of all time is Uptown Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you about this line, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't handle the scandal of an uptown vandal shooting up your toes, making sandals. Yo, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first heard that, I said, yeah. Hey, nigga. Yo, real tough out. It's part of me, because I'm a hip-hop head, like a fan, like for real. So I must salute and let you know that I am sick and tired of niggas not including Trick or Treat in their top list of MCs. You feel me? Like, do you feel me? Like, real talk. Come
appreciate
on, man. Go.
I appreciate it. I mean, I don't know. The funny thing, I got this, you know, the new mixtape out and everything else, and a song called Trigger Tribe. And I said, right, I've never been called the greatest rapper, but I'm known as the greatest goonie. You know what I mean? So I play with it like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get that credit, and really, I'm not even looking for it. You know what I mean? I always say, man, I'm not looking for no crown or nowhere, because everybody seems to be fighting over invisible crown. I don't need that. I know what's going on, and like with people like you and my fan base and everything else that's saying it, it'll get to where it needs to be one day. But if I would have had it all at one time, I couldn't have another 10, 20 years looking forward to.
Absolutely.
Because I've already done it all.
Absolutely.
So now, coming 20 years later with new music, and people like, yo, man, that ain't never been done before. Nobody ain't been in the game that long, and just up on anything that's there and sound like they just coming out right now.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna be the first in something and the first on somebody's list in a minute. I guarantee you that much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause it's funny that speaking of being the greatest, you was really tight with one of the greatest with Pop. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And what was he like? You know what I mean? Like, what was dude like? Because I know what they try to let us see he's like. You know what I mean? Pac had a way of speaking to us through the music anyway. So, you know, regardless of how they made him look, you understand? Like, we knew who
you know,
was through the music.
You know, Pac was like, you know how certain people say, you know, I'm fighting demons, you know? I'm in this spot where I'm fighting. Tupac was fighting spirits. But they wasn't even fighting, they was sparring each other. Because he had so many different characters of life inside of him, as far as a baby Black Panther, somebody that could make Dear Mama and Brenda Keep Your Head Up, a homie with a heart, a thug because he was from the street, but not meaning he going to snatch your purse, meaning he knows his situation and what the whole world has already labeled him as. And looking at itself like, yo, I'm a leader of a clique and everything else, and I don't want nobody else hurt, so I'm a thug, but I'm also a mentor. So with all these different characters in his head and mind, and from what he grew up seeing and being, and born on one side in New York and then raised on the West Coast, he has so many different cultures clashing and spirits doing a tango together If you seen him, he could never sit still.
Right, right.
We could smoke 50 blunts. He still ain't high. He's running around like, yo, we going to his next party. We like, homie, all right. We got to get on the wings because, yo, his spirit was just a non-sit-down. And the reason we clicked so much because I was another one that was just up and out.
Right.
We was going all over together. It's so funny. Our management, Sharkim, was with me and Flavor Unit. Atrium was him and Digital Underground. And whenever we was in the same town together, they'll call each other up and say, yo, tell him he got an interview. Tell him he got this. They ain't even want us together because we was just... Not that we was out wilding, but we was out. And
right.
It was wild.
And then you can't even, like, think of... As soon as you even hear the first beginning of Uptown Anthem, I mean, juice just floods through your mind. Like, to be part of... There's so many intricate parts of hip-hop. I mean, I know you never thought it would be like this, but... The journey so far, because there's more to come, obviously, because you guys are still touring, you're still making music.
Movies.
How would you classify it? You know, and then you're acting too. I mean, you got into acting. Let me ask you about the acting before we classify your journey. But how did you begin to get into acting and then do all these little movies and things? And even, like, people were saying you were a porn star as well. So, you know, how did that come about?
Uh-oh.
Well, it all started, like, under the great apprenticeship under Flavor Unit with Queen Latifah, Sharkim. You know, she was in the act and everything else. She was in the movie Juice, so they had set me up a reading so I could go read for Juice. And I actually went in there and read for the role of Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short, I had no knowledge of acting or anything. So when I went in there to read the sides, I read it like I was reading off the paper. Riverside, Q, come downstairs. You have to get the balls and the fire under. And I didn't know nothing about acting or nothing. But Tupac,
right.
He went, you know, to school of art. So it's so funny. We was in there reading at the same time, but I went first. And then when he go in and everything else, I just hear shit thrown all over the place. Yo, Bishop, yo, I'm telling you, yo, if you come over here again, you got to run these streets. You got to do this like this. Boom, I'm getting up. I'm about to go get the ratchet up out the bag. Like, yo, I'm thinking he up in here squabbing. And he come out smiling. I'm like, yo, what's up? Where they at? He's like, no. I was just reading for this. I'm like, woo, homie, you know, you better get that role. You know, I believe it. I swore after that. The type of heart that Pop got, it wasn't like he got a movie. It was like all of us got a movie. Because as soon as he got the role, he said, yo, you in Jersey, get your shit, come over here and stay with me where I'm at. Ed Lover coming over here, big stretch on the Live Squad, rest in peace. All of us was in one room for the whole movie shoot.
That's crazy.
Me, Pac, big stretch, Ed Lover, and then back and forth, you know, Mopreme, his family and all them was coming out and all that, but it's like we was based here. He just told us to come. He was like, stretch, you getting into acting. I guarantee y'all get you in this movie. I was in my first movie. I ain't had no lines, but you knew I was in that bitch.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, wait, but what happened with the porno thing, though? How did that happen, though?
No, I'm a great producer. I know how to, you know, make things and get minds out of it. I didn't slang my thing up in nobody. You know what I mean? I wasn't up in there. I wasn't in there chopping it down. But, you know, from one shot to another, you could assume it was me,
right.
You know.
Right.
But I'm behind the scenes. I see that green, you know what I mean, past everything. So I knew how to put some shit out and just make it look, and everybody was talking about it. It was out.
Right. Yeah, that's what it is.
Especially with Love and a Bullet, everybody was talking about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm one of them naturalists, you know. I don't have no problem with just, you know, walking around just buckets. You know, so when they asked me, you know, I think y'all want you to strip up in the thing for you, do a dance for your girl up in there. I'm like, cool. They was like, I'm like, boom, I'm going to take it. He's like, whoa, you can't do all that because the camera's going to be back here. If you take it from that angle, once you take your stuff off, you're going to see everything. I said, need a camera there. Let's
do it all. You hear your man. You hear your man.
Dude, you ain't, you know, dude's middle name is Freaky.
So he
can't tell. Fact.
You need to watch that one though. I don't know.
Yeah, do it
about.
When we get you. You were also in a movie, being quite open about yourself
we working,
too.
We working, man. We working over here. We, you know, I'm just enjoying the education, hearing my brother talk about, you know, how just loving how people in hip hop loves him and his group and what impact that he's made on it, because, like, you know, we're regular people at the end of the day too, before we
were
hip-hop artists, you know what I mean? And and we just happen to hang together often, you know. It's not every day, you know, every other day. So I see the people when they don't notice me and how they flock to him. Mm-hmm. And then I remember before we were even famous, you know what I mean, or people recognize us. I remember that walk down the street. I just had a talk with my partner about the same thing about Redman. When you see Redman, Tretch, and Do It All Together, it's amazing to me how the impact we have on words that we put into a rhythmic pattern and talked about how we live the culture of hip-hop. You know what I mean? So it's amazing how those words with three regular dudes from Jersey made this impact, not on just on Brick City or Ill Town, but on the world, man. That just still amazes me, man.
The world. Four corners, baby. Four corners.
We had great
forefathers. You know what I mean? We had great forefathers. Congratulations right now to Public Enemy and Ducky's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, do you understand? Run DMC, like, you know, Naughty by Nature, Lords of the Underground, we was basically patterned after Run DMC, two MCs and a DJ.
Right.
Yes,
right.
You know what I mean? So they got to understand, like, one thing with us in our era, we don't have no problems with bowing down and be like, yo, I didn't invent this rap game, this rap thing at all. I learned from the greats. I got inspirations, LL Cool J's and Rakim, Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh's, you know what I mean, Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Seth Sonic, Cool Mo D, Crash Crew. You know what I mean? Like seriously, like things. They'd be like, yo, what you don't know Grandmaster Cass? They like, who? Like, you know what I mean? Why are you worrying about them? They was before you. That's why it's like now you got a game with you in the land where it's more artists than fans. Because they think they better than anybody else. Like, you're supposed to have swag and supposed to have confidence. But yo, like, get off your nuts, Negro. The hood needs some heroes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Right now, hip-hop need a hip replacement.
Huh.
That's why I'm just hopping along. Because the hip and hip-hop needs a hip replacement. So that's why it's hopping.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, check this out. Y'all heard it here first, Ben Six Band Radio. We say this all the time, and that's the whole point of what we're trying to do here. It's the adult contemporary hip hop thing. We're trying to basically be the one stop shop where people can come and hear the music that they grew up on and love, and also new material from the artists that they love, and know when they're touring and where they're going with what they got popping, you know. And we're basically trying to get a movement going to where, yo, man, one day they're going to have to segregate this shit. Hip-hop always been for the youth. We grew up, hip-hop didn't. So we grew up. That don't mean stop listening to hip-hop. Segregated like you did rock. There's alternative rock, there's soft rock. Why don't you make adult contemporary hip hop and take that to the Grammy? So you feel me? They not competing with
nobody.
You feel me?
It's like, it's funny because it's like a lot of it ain't even, I'm gonna say artists, but people in general, it's perception. If they ain't seeing what you're doing, they think you're working in Quick Check.
Yeah.
Like, you've been doing 100, 150 shows for 21 years.
Right.
Every year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So if you don't see me, that's because I'm passport pimping.
Right.
Exactly.
You look at wherever area you in on the map, look at that one spot, and then get a map of the world. I'm in the world.
Yeah.
I ain't at one spot. Just because you don't see me shopping at your local corner store, and just see me rolling up every now and then, be like, he got to be. He probably working that store.
Yeah, that's what they assume. They just assume. I hate that. Like, especially, I hate it from our generation. Like, when people go, like, you know, I'll say, yeah, you know, Naughty just dropped something. They'd be like, Naughty by Nature dropped something? What are you talking about? They haven't dropped anything since, you know, their third album. Like, okay, obviously you're not following or you're not aware. How could you say that and you have a computer and you call yourself hip-hop or you love hip-hop? You're not true to the form of the craft.
No.
You know what I mean?
Or they'll see
really
something and see
hip-hop.
Naughty by Nature or Lords of the Underground and think, oh, that's something they put out 20 years ago.
Right.
Now, when you
right.
see the name and you see the brand, look at the title. If you ain't never heard it before, more than likely it's brand new funky is right
exactly.
at your head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, our generation need to step it up too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to definitely, you know, we jumping up and down, we screaming and yelling about how the game is fucked up. Well, we need to support the artists that are still out here, still trying to do it for us, still doing
definitely.
It for us.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Because we know we got them in their dirty 30s and their naughty 40s and anything.
Right.
A lot of them older now, got kids, whatever. They ain't getting out like they used to as far as the club scene is. But, yeah, it's downloads and it's still record stores. If you ain't supporting it the way you supported before, don't complain.
Right. Pretty much.
Don't complain.
And you know what? And you know what, fellas? We not going to keep y'all, but, Tretch, we ask all our guests the same three questions. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. And do it all. I'm interested to hear y'all. We're going to get y'all when we get you on. Because this is crazy.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
Tretch, your top three MCs all time, top three groups all time, top three producers all time.
All right. Top three MCs of all time.
Yeah.
I would have to say, are we talking about, I have to say one definitely Cool G Rap.
Yeah.
I have to say one definitely LL Cool J. Because these are homies, like, I patterned my style off of like that. I really was like, if I don't rhyme somewhere in the lane that these dudes are rhyming, I could never, ever, ever come out in the game. And, like, all time, and I'm thinking, like, cats that came before me, because when I think all time, I'm thinking who inspired me. Definitely Rakim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. All right, all right.
So, groups, top three groups, Run DMC.
Definitely.
See, this is hard, man, because this way, see, back in the day, see, you got to be saying, too, like, if it's in the 80s, that three gotta multiply to, like, nine. Because it was way too many hotness out there. So my top nine in groups, Run DMC, Public Enemy, Houdini, Salt and Pepper, Grandmaster Flash, The Furious Five, Stetson Sonic, UTFO, NWA, and without a shadow of a doubt. See, that's going to be three more. So I got to do without a shadow of a doubt, Kumo D and the Treacherous Three.
Nice.
Okay.
All right,
So I have to give you nine on that one. Now, what's the next three?
Producers. All time.
Producers all time. Dr. Dre. Primo and we'll have to say KG.
It's funny because he mentioned you as one of his top MCs too. So I was waiting. There it is, y'all. Word up. Yo, check it. I want to thank y'all once again for calling up. Fam, this is big. And don't hang up because we want to get a drop from y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
for sure.
Let everybody know what projects you got real quick that's about to drop or that's out right now that they can go check out.
Right now, like, you know, everything we doing, we do it all like that. We got a movement going on and everything else. Some of the hottest groups and everything. I got my first mixtape out right now, ever. First mixtape, and it's free because y'all waited so long.
Yeah.
So it's free, a free download on TribalTretch.com.
What's the name?
TribalTretch.com, and that's the name of the mixtape, TribalTretch.com.
All right.
That's the name of it. You got Old 50, you got Do It All, The Lord Gang, you got 211, Garden State Greats, Prince Ock, you got Vita, you got like all our family and everything, the movement that's going right up under there. We got like about, me and Dude is like in like 2-3 films. We got movies coming out. We taking it back to Hollywood. So you got to look out for anything moving. Twitter account, get at me at Trigger Tretch. And then you're going to know everything that's going on. And then if you go download, actually just go download TribalTretch.com because all our Twitter information, everything is up on there. Come follow the movement because the wave is floating.
Yes, sir.
Lord.
And y'all heard it here first, man. Six Man Radio. We'll be right back. Fellas, don't hang up. Go.
Call me in the game, man. Yo, it's your boy, man. Do It All, Duke Kelly from the legendary hip hop group, man. Lords of the Underground. Call me in the game, man. Six Man Radio, man. You know how it goes down, man. Jersey till we dizzy. Hip hop forever, man. ACHH, adult contemporary hip hop. Let's do it.
snake when I kill these fucking rappers, then show up at the barriers. I don't mean to worry y'all, but I want y'all gone, and this M16 is the only way to hurry y'all. Here's my last proposition. I'm treating rap like crap. If I don't tell the most, I gotta kill the competition. Don't take it personally. Gotta go to jail, and if I come back, you don't have my cash, then I'm hurting. Got a business gun with interesting bullets. When it hits you, motherfucker, guaranteed it be jerking. Hands on my contact or break up your man. I'm a gentleman, my contract's a shake up a hand. I make it hard so only God can wake up your man. Cause I do things the Don way. It's Panera with a ghost, a good fella like fucking Jim Conway. Leave no evidence, fuck a dead man. When I can leave off the scene with dead presidents. What, motherfucker?
Yeah. Don't you ever try to fuck with M.O.P. and Styles. This is for the hood and niggas that's wild. If you about to die or you blowing a trap. For gang ass niggas that been blowing the wild.
Hey, I've been doing for the hood where there's a lot of homicides at. Where killers ride at and OGs reside at. It's running time, I'm the son, I see it every day. Fuck that, we're found another way to play. So don't mistake me for no rap artists. Listen, old dude is from the old school. He'll bow by the old rules and I will pro tools. It's 38 long. The crime rate will inflate and the murder rate is strong. How could we get along? And you doing this underhanded faggot shit, you faggot bitch. We gotta get you gone.
That's the one.
William dance on. All this loyal guy should be shot in their back front and left paralyzed. You gon' change me how? What you thought would happen when they chained me and fame the cell? You ask in the hood about it. All it can be is
L-M-O-S-E.
Motherfucker.
You keep thinking when I flow tall, it's a rap. But when your ass get beat with a crowbar, it's a rap for real. We straight dug it. Read my palms. You see more chapters than they're on helmets, huh? We done dealt more drugs than Genovese. Made dope things out of school principals and deans. Now they all fucked up. Career finish, got they ass gnawing in front of the methadone clinic. We fuck it all day. It ain't the Henny in me, it's that brown deal shit with a splash. A 20 in me, all I need is a hammer. In a clip note, I'll storm through whatever six burrow, zip code, it's the M.O.P. Mashing through your ghetto, gripping heavy metal.
We rough ride.
With Panero, listen up. Y'all better respect the premonition of these OGs. Whisper at me, nigga.
Don't you ever try to fuck with M.O.P. and Styles. This is for the hood and niggas that's wild. If you about to die or you blowing a trap. For big bad niggas that was blowing the wild.
Wait a minute. minute. The kid need more cheese. Please, I ain't with that tacky style. Hop and jab them haters out my way. Pacquiao, I got a lot of packs, a whole lot of cookies. I serve them everywhere. Look, I'm Ace Boogie. I drew in the cake, which is two in the race. So call your boy like pokers. I'm moving the weight. I'm keeping it jumping from city to city. They trying to stick me for my paper. Diddy and Biggie. Enough with the names, cause I'm back on my Brussels. Stacking up the protein and packing the muscle. Get the soda, the bacon, cause it's YOLO we making. It's like it's breakfast every morning, so throw on the bacon. Your boy's on a mission for them dope keys. Plus we rolling three for they dope keys.
Make dope cheese, I'm kicking dope cheese. I'm kicking dope cheese, make dope cheese. Make dope cheese, I'm kicking dope cheese. Make dope cheese, make dope cheese. I'm kicking dope cheese, I'm kicking dope cheese. Make dope cheese, make dope cheese. I'm kicking dope cheese, make dope.
Everybody, I'm going to need everybody stand up. Everybody in Ohio, 937, you already know. Dayton, Ohio, stand up. Also, the 513, Cincinnati, stand up. UMB, six man, you already know how we do it. This my nigga Lab. Lab the motherfucking kid. Yo boy Lavish, you already know it's that Lab shit. New money, it's that UMB shit. New money, nigga, UMB, six man. Lab on the way. Let's get it.
It look like
no, money, no, money.
It smell like
no, money, no, money.
I got money to blow. I see you hating cause your money is slow. It look like
no, money, money.
I'm filthy rich, P. Diddy. Dirty money, my chick is thick and she's pretty, a curvy bunny. Don't think you slick, my G's with me. Earn your money, I get a grip, hit trees with me. Learn your money, I think I'm running out of daily places. Cause I'm trying to get money on a daily basis. You think it's funny with your hating faces. On the inside, you wish we was trading places. Major league on my major sleeve. That's why my commander in chief made your major league. Shot caller, cause I caught a shot. A goblin, then it's robbing. I caught a block. I'm on the guidelines, cooking up the recipe. Why you haters the sideline, looking at the referee. My hustle high is on ecstasy. Plus I got a stash, I need the cash out.
It looks like money.
It smells like
blow.
I see you hating cause your money is slow. It looks like
money.
I remember when I started on this mic phone. I was chubby, now I'm slim, call me Mike Jones. I got a new identity. I'm looking good, smelling good, feeling finicky. Yeah, they wanna hear about the lifestyle. I keep the magnums, I don't care about the lifestyle. I take a chair over a light trowel. Beat the case, hit the show and rock a white crowd. Hope these notes and these quotes and serving the dope to the folks. Hoping you broke and sound like a throat full of soap. It's you and people like, homie, we on a mission. And there's heat in the kitchen too while you sneaking and dissing. We stay sharper than a razor blade. I'm vesting tight, clean, your voice so tailor-made. My chain heavy like an ankle weight. And we stay top news.
It looks like
money.
Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nick Dean Michelle. What up,
that's
girl?
Yep.
What up, girl?
What a crazy show! And then yeah. Having Do It All on the come on, man.
It's
doing
off the
it.
Hook. It's off the hook. Crazy, right?
Man,
crazy.
Crazy.
But you know
crazy.
What? I ain't done with him, though.
No,
I ain't
no,
done
we
with
don't
him,
have
no.
him back.
All right, wait. Right now, I want to introduce everybody to the brother who instrumental I'm playing in the background. I just played his joint just now. And the joint before that was a joint I got featuring him called Dope Cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, man, I ain't know if y'all ready. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce y'all to my nigga, my cuz, Lavish. What's good,
what
brother?
Up, my cuz?
What's
what up,
good, my
cuz?
What up, my cuz?
What up, family?
What's good?
Man,
Lavish,
man, you know,
that's Nadine, that's Lavish. You know.
Welcome,
nice
Lavish.
To meet you, Nadine.
Definitely.
You.
Likewise.
Heard a lot about you from the family. You like family. Nice to meet you.
Thank
word
you,
up,
sir.
Word
thank
up.
You.
Word up. And wait, hold on. I'm going to also bring on the homie, the big homie, my nigga, Timmy Guns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, what up, nigga?
What up, nigga? What up,
what's
nigga?
Up, Nadine?
How you doing, Timmy?
I'm good.
Hi, Timmy.
All right, listen,
hi, Timmy.
So, yo, I want to... First off, Lav, I want to tell you, I'm proud of you, my nigga. I'm proud of you. You got a banger. That shit is fucking. That shit is nigga.
I appreciate
you know
that.
Man, word up. Word up. Who did the beat on that?
My nigga, he from Canada. That's my nigga, Beat Buster. Shout out to Beat Buster. He got a banger on him. We all got a banger.
Word up. He got a banger.
Dude.
Word up.
Dude.
Yeah, man. So, yo. I want to tell everybody, yo, man, with me and Lav, we go back, man. We go back. I remember when I first met Lav.
Yeah.
Guns, if I'm lying at any point, stop me. You know what all I'm right. saying? Yo, I met Lav. I went out to Ohio. I was helping Guns with his label, Union.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, it's real. It's the real shit, Nate.
Yeah.
Guns is telling me, he like, yo, I got this group. It's two niggas. He was like, yo, it's this nigga Lab and it's this nigga Ace the Prince. They're crazy. They're young boys, though. They're young. I think they was like 17.
Wow.
Right? I was like 17. Ace was like 16. Yeah, we was young.
Crazy. So we in the truck. Them niggas get in the truck. Now, Lab was heavy at the top, and Ace was mad skinny, so they looked like the number 10. It was crazy.
Damn.
Real talk. But
yeah,
it was ill because they looked, but the way they looked like a group. It looked like a group. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They get in the back. I'm looking forward. They're in the back. All of a sudden, there's no beat playing. Matter of fact, to set the mood, I'm going to turn this beat off. Hold up. There's no beat playing. Ace just start banging on his chest, right? Making a beat like on some wild, some other Dougie Fresh shit, though. Like it was some other shit, though. And,
what?
And Lav started spitting, and them two, Ace was still spitting while he was rapping, and him and Lav had them routines back to, yo, it was the illest shit I ever heard. I wasn't even looking at him. I was looking forward.
Damn.
It was the illest shit I ever heard. I swear. Like as far as like up close, like new shit never heard before. Like them niggas had it, you know. So salute you. And you know, I've been watching you for a long time. How long you been actually rapping though?
Man, I've been rapping for like 10 years, you feel me? But I've been taking it serious probably for the last past 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to make it a career for myself, you know. So probably about 7 years real hard, though. You know, I had to build to where I am right now, you know what I'm saying? So about 7 years.
Yeah. Like, when you first started, but first off, where you from? Tell them where you from, because then they'll get a greater idea.
First off, I'm from the city. I'm from 937, that's Dayton, Ohio.
Right.
Home of the Funk, home of the Flight,
Wright
Brothers, the Troutmans, Slave.
I mean,
all from the fruit of the label. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the city. That's Dayton, Ohio, 937.
Right.
Yeah.
Salute.
Yeah. So coming up there, because I, you know what I'm saying, I went to school there, so I know what it's like there,
right.
But for the people that's not from there, let them know what it's like, because I remember what it felt like to be talented and being there and feeling kind of trapped, because it's really no outlet. It's really
no way
to really get things popping.
We so small, you know, like nowadays everybody doing music. You know what I mean? So if you wanted to somebody right now, say, hey, fam, look, listen to my CD, that didn't happen 3 times ago. You know, so many people out here do so much music, it's hard to get out here because everybody do music from out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't get me wrong, we got, mad talent out here. Shout out to all the talent out in the city. You know, I done did talent with everybody out here in the city. We done did it all with everybody.
Yeah.
But it's a fruitful town, see? You know, you was here for a while.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's good music that come out of here, you know, but somehow we always looked over. You know, they skip over us, look at Cleveland, you know, look at the Natty. You know, it ain't up but 45 minutes away, but we so small, people look over us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hold up. Get them, Nick.
I just wanted to... when did you decide that you wanted to be an MC and follow this dream? Tell me when that started.
Man, it was like, I want to say it was probably like 2000. That's when the battle rap scene was heavy, you know. And back, I was in high school in 2000, so, you know, every high school and lunchroom had that one table that everybody was going in at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that one table inspired me to, you know, to just hop in. And just go off, you know, tell them how I feel. And that's all that was. It wasn't no, you know, competition thing back then, so it was all love. So that made me feel like a part of hip-hop, you know.
Right.
Part of hip-hop is about love. So when I was brought in all in love and not how I sound or my style, it made me fall in love with hip-hop. So I fell in love with hip-hop from the fruit. Where, like C said, we was beat snaps. It wasn't no instrumental, hey, man, pop the instrumental in.
Right.
Beat snaps, either you had the table or you had your chest and your fingers, you know, so I just fell in love with the originality. Before, it was all beats and, you know, man, ooh, listen to this beat, listen to this horn, you know, it was, hey, man, drop that beat, you know, beat snap, and we went in, you know.
Yeah.
It was about 2000 when I fell in love with it.
Yeah.
And tell me some of your inspirations, like who inspires you? What are some of your favorite MCs?
I was inspired by a lot of music. You know, I don't listen to hip-hop. I listen to R&B. You know, when I was growing up, gangsters was listening to R&B. You know, it was Crips banging R. Kelly when I was growing up.
Right.
You know, so I was inspired by all. You know, some cats these days, they feel soft when they listen to R&B. But that ain't really what it is.
Right.
So you just don't want nobody to think your ego listen to R&B. You know what I'm saying? But I was inspired by a whole lot of artists. But hip-hop-wise, it really touched my soul. But, like, the East Coast was on top because their lyrics and metaphors was like nothing else.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, when the Locks was dropping, you know, when Beans was dropping, you know, Jay-Z was always doing what he was doing. But it was something about the other guys I was inspired by. I was never a follower. You know what I'm saying? The other guys that was behind who the man was who I was inspired by, because I felt like I was them. You know what I'm saying? It was always somebody ahead of me coming up in the game.
Yeah.
So I was inspired, like, the Locks, Beans, you know, just real artists, Fab, people that put art into their work, you know, not just coming up with crazy little gimmicks to get you to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
It's funny. It's funny you say that. You talk about artists. What? How do you feel about the artists now? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the artists that's considered to be upper echelon now.
I mean,
you know what
salute to them. You know, salute to them.
Right.
They're getting their money. They do it how they do it. But if I came out with something like that today, wouldn't nobody listen to me because they knew I didn't grow up on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I say, when I'm in the club and everybody else in the club except for me know Gucci, I feel out of place, but I know on the inside that's not my music.
Right.
You know, so shout out to them, but I wasn't raised on the gimmicky rappers to come up with something, you know, swag and ratchet. I mean, that's cool. But I wasn't brought up on that. I'm not out here saying, man, I'm ratchet, man, I'm swagging. I was never that follower, you know, because
right.
I know where that came from. I'm 800 miles away from that place. I don't want to sound like that place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, shout out to them, but I just don't like that people that are not from that era of music want to sound like that era of music, and they get by with just, and then the radio is just flooded with just bubblegum mimicking rap.
And it's the same, like, over and over again, like, the same sound.
It's predictable.
Yep.
Over and over.
Same video, same concept
exactly.
of the video. Boring.
Yeah. Off the hook. Now, it's we got 12 minutes left in the show. I want to ask you your top three. Yeah, I want to get to your top three. But, Guns, real quick, I want to ask you to let everybody know where you first found Lab at, like how y'all first connected. Because y'all been rocking for a long time and still rocking, you know.
Wow.
CEO of the union, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I first met Ace and Lab at one of my dudes' house, and I was talking to people, and I was trying to start a label, and I was like, man, I don't know anybody around here because I'm from Tennessee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, these niggas was young, and he was like, it's like, we rap? I said, for real? I said, well, let me hear something. And just like that day when we was in the truck, they, you know, he started snapping on his chest, and niggas started spitting. I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, I got to rock with these niggas, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, I know.
They was in a situation then, but you know, it worked out for the best of us. You know what I'm saying?
But that's how
I met him, man. Like 10, 11 years ago, something like that.
About 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Here, wait. But before you let them go, see that just real fast, and y'all gotta be real quick on this because we ain't got that much time. But your thoughts on Trinidad James getting signed to Def Jam? You go, Lavish.
Just like y'all was speaking upon it earlier, it's just all gimmicks, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just gimmicks, man. It's all like a reality show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Like,
too,
I like
really
that.
That's all it
is. I don't know who the hell
that is. I didn't know either. I heard his name a couple times. Next thing I know, 2 million.
And that's a shame, man. You know? Like, don't nobody have to put in no work no more, man. Just
sure
you know,
don't.
Get a spot. No, you know what I'm saying? It's
ridiculous.
Hey,
yo, Def Jam. Fuck that.
There it is.
Why, Barry White?
Yo, Lab. Yo, thank you for calling, my nigga. Guns, thank you for calling. All that you already know. Family, UNB, Six Bear for Life.
Yes, sir.
Lab, right. Before I let you go, I can't let you go. You ain't off the hook. Your top three MCs, groups, and producers, all time.
Top three. Yes. Give me Jada. That's my nigga.
Okay.
Beans as well.
Okay.
That's my nigga. And I'm gonna give it to Biggie.
Okay.
All right.
That's my three right there. What you say, producers?
Producers and groups. All time.
Producers, Just Blaze. Shout out to Just Blaze.
All right.
Drake, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Give me Pharrell.
All right, nice. All right, yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's dope.
Now, top three groups.
Fugees.
Nice.
All right.
They was a big impact. Bone Thugs. They was a big impact.
Yes, sir.
And the Lox, L-O-X.
Yeah. All right. Sound good, brother. Yeah, man. Yo, once again, thank you, my nigga. You already know. Salute
hey,
to you.
Hey, you already know. Hey.
What's up?
I appreciate you having us.
Yeah,
shout
man.
Out to the whole UMB family. You know,
yep.
UMB
salute
to
Dayton.
Yeah, man.
Dayton night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And hey, yo, congratulations on the record. The record is banging. We will be playing it. You know what I mean?
I
shit is crazy. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to throw it on again real quick on the way out.
Yeah, do that.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Shout out to the whole UMB family, man. Let me just get that out because I know they listen. Shout out to y'all. I ain't get to get your names out, but you know who you are. Shout out to you, my cuz.
Yeah, man. Well, you already know, cuz. My cuz. You already know, man. Yo, y'all be good, man. Hold it down.
Yes, sir.
All right, my nigga. Peace. All
right.
Peace.
Yeah, man. Yo, Nay, man. Great show.
Definitely.
You know,
salute
great
to
show.
You.
Salute to you as well. You know what I mean? You know, we about to get up out of here. Yo, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
We just chilling out.
Yo, do you know I'm already putting together music for next week? Like, I've been doing
man.
That all day today, too. Like, for
real. Next week's show is also a crazy, crazy show. Y'all got to tune in next Saturday. I mean, you know, it's the end of the year, but we are not stopping. We're not coming to a stop at all.
Yo, can you tell them who's coming on next week?
I'm going to tell them.
I can't even
you know,
tell them.
This brother is an official street warrior.
Jesus Christ.
But also a gentleman, if I can say so myself. Next Saturday's show is none other than Billy Dance. M.O.P. How about some? Oh, yeah, we like it raw.
Billy
Dance. Yeah, we like it raw.
From M.O.P. is in the building next weekend. Brooklyn, stand up.
Damn.
Get your hoodies out. Your cone head joints, though. A black one. A fresh one. Wait, hold up. Yeah, hold up. You got to get the chuckers, either the chuckers, or you got to get the construction joints, something. But you got to be out there really serious, standing on whatever corner in Brooklyn. Fulton, Nostrand. All of that. Saratoga, you know what I'm saying, Pennsylvania, all that. Marcy, Myrtle, you know what I mean? You know how we do it.
Do it, Brooklyn. Stand up. Cause
next weekend, Billy Dance from M.O.P. is in the building.
That's right. Gunshot a lick.
Man, y'all think I'm playing, man. Word up. I think y'all might want to tune in for that one because it's going to be very ignorant next weekend. Word up.
Yes, indeed.
Word up. So we up out of here, man. Yo, Nate, man, thank you. Thank you.
Definitely.
Once again.
Definitely.
Thank you. And we're going to get up out of here with, once again, with that lavish joint, man. New Money, that shit is banging, man. Six Man.
Yeah.
UNB Six Man. Yeah. We see y'all next week, man. Word up. Billy Dance, I'm on peace. It's crazy. Oh, yeah. You already know, yo. Do It All's on the way. And shout to Tretch. Trigger Tretch for calling in. You know what I mean? On the check-in, that was real big. You know.
Yep.
It don't get no better, man. Six Man
it
Radio.
It don't get no better. Yeah.
Six Man Radio.
No, money, 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 no, money, money, money. dirty money. My chick is thick and she's pretty, a curvy bunny. Don't think you slick, my G's with me. Earn your money, I get a grip, hit trees with me. Learn your money. I think I'm running out of daily places, cause I'm trying to get money on a daily basis. You think it's funny with your hating faces. On the inside, you wish we was trading plays. Major league on my major sleeve. That's why my commander in chief made your major leave. Shot caller, cause I caught a shot. Shot a goblin, then it's robbing. I caught a block. I'm on the guidelines, cooking up the recipe. Why you haters the sideline, looking at the referee. My hustle high is on ecstasy. Plus I got a stash, I need the cash out.
Hit this side.
Radio.